This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, along with Chris DeSimio. With dozens of firms involved in advertising, design, data analysis, branding, and not to mention the presence of Procter & Gamble and Kroger and Macy's, Cincinnati has a strong place in the world of consumer marketing. The Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber is working to build on that through its Brand Hub initiative. And joining us to talk about the program are Jim Ball, CEO of Empower Group, and,
Jim Price.
That's a mistype on my part. Nicole Ball, Director of Brand Hub, and then Jim Price, CEO of Empower Group. So thank you to both of you, even though I got your name wrong.
No problem.
For being here. And Nicole, talk to us about Brand Hub. What's its mission and how the initiative came to be in the first place?
Sure. I'll start with a little history. And thanks for having us today. Really appreciate it. A few years ago, we were given a designation here in the region as, innovation of consumer marketing and branding. We took that idea and decided we really need to start using that as a way to talk to people differently about Cincinnati. So over the course of the past couple of years, we've put together this idea of Brand Hub to really start getting out there in the market and letting people know we have all this amazing marketing prowess here in the region. A lot of people don't know about that. So that was the beginning stages. Since then, we've been working with the Brand Hub Council, and Jim joins me on that council, as well as several other agencies and brands throughout the region, to talk about strategy. What do we want to do? How do we want to do it? How do we go forward? How do we take the Cincinnati region and really tell the nation what we're about here? So that's been the kind of the catalyst for this information, what we're getting out on shows like this and marketing materials and certainly speaking engagements and whatnot. But we have a lot of people working in this space. I think, a number like 60,000 people that think about marketing on a regular basis here in Cincinnati is pretty amazing. And so we have to make sure these folks understand everything that we have to offer here, what they can accomplish here through their talent, and what the companies here are all about in that space.
So 60,000 people in the Cincinnati area who are working in marketing-related fields, that's a pretty hefty concentration of people in that industry, isn't it?
It is. It really is. When you think about, we're home to 10 Fortune 500 companies. We're also home to one of the largest consumer goods in Procter & Gamble, one of the largest traditional grocers in Kroger, Macy's largest retailer. We have a lot to say in the space, and those are just some of our large companies. We have thousands of smaller companies and brands that are built here and supported here every day in Cincinnati by the agencies that work in that space, as well as startups and other companies that are really on the rise here in the region. So I think when you think about that number, it's large. And I think we don't get out often enough to say it's Cincinnati if you're really thinking about branding and marketing. This is where it's happening. And we're just right now on the cusp of really making some amazing things happen. You look at what's happening in Over the Rhine or throughout the entire region, how we're rebuilding and rethinking our city. I think it's pretty amazing what we have going on here. So it's a bigger message than just Brand Hub, but Brand Hub has decided we're one of the ways we're going to take this on and get that message out to the universe.
You can join the discussion by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jim, tell us about Empower Group. Now, that's part of Brand Hub, is that correct?
Yeah, so Empower Media Marketing is a media planning and buying agency that helps clients measure the impact of their media investment. And we're just one small piece of what really represents the Brand Hub. I'll just name some of the other agencies that are really key to the success of Cincinnati and the ecosystem we have of marketing professionals here. We have the likes of Rockfish Interactive, Possible Worldwide, LPK, Landor, obviously the growth of Dunnhumby and what they're doing here, Barefoot, Brand Image, Northlick, FRCH, Gyro HSR, Interbrand. There's so many great agencies that we come across here in Cincinnati every single day that are doing amazing work even globally. And Cincinnati is really coming together with this Brand Hub initiative to kind of talk and hopefully our more of a non-humble way about what we're doing for all the great companies around the world globally. As Nicole mentioned, there's so many great Fortune 500 companies here that get so much press, but there's so much great agency work going on here too across all facets of marketing.
You know, for all the self-deprecating humor that we have about, oh, Cincinnati's boring, there's nothing to do, there's a lot going on.
There
and to
is.
Talk with people, just we were out of town last weekend, and yet there was an article in the, I believe it was the Lexington Herald Leader, a woman who comes to Cincinnati, one of their writers, and she was gushing about what a great place Cincinnati is because she had not yet been to the Gateway District and over the Rhine. And she was just blown away by everything that she saw there. That's, you know, do you see this kind of a Brand Hub and this I guess, this understanding of Cincinnati's role in the world of marketing. Is this the kind of thing that's attracting more young people, more young professionals who want to come to Cincinnati, build a career, raise a family, and stay here? Is that one of the goals of Brand Hub?
Yeah, absolutely. Talent is a big message, I think, for everyone throughout Cincinnati, and Brand Hub is no different. Not just talent in the space. I think if we create the right message, it changes perception about the Cincinnati region as a whole, and therefore we become a more attractive city across the whole broad spectrum. Some of that is the city's revitalization, and some of that Jim kind of talked about we have to start talking about what we're doing in a much more I hate to say brag, but that's really the way to say it. We really have to put our Midwestern humbleness aside and start talking to folks outside the region about what we're doing and what we're accomplishing here, because it's impressive. Cincinnati region has become, I think, a contender in many markets. Certainly in economic development, we focus on six sectors, Brand Hub and consumer marketing being one of them. But we are players in each one of these spaces. It's why we chose to focus on those industries. And so if you look at the growth of the region as a whole, that's attractive. But we have to, again, get that message out there. If people don't know, then the perception is lacking. And so one of the things Brand Hub is doing is working with talent, working with folks like Jim and his company and others to talk about what are your talent needs? How are you talking about the region now? And how can we help? We've been putting together some marketing materials to talk more about Cincinnati and how do we compare to other cities possibly, and what do we offer here in this space? And so we're working on materials like that and what that messaging is. We're doing shows like this, getting people to change their story. We have other initiatives like Agenda 360, Story Project, things like that, that people are already catching on to and starting to speak about. But Brand Hub wants to take that and elevate it a little further to say, how do we truly get the message out to those folks who are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, a great place in this space or else, otherwise, where they can truly make a home? And Brand Hub is helping push that message out, not just to talent, but also to companies. We are on mission trips domestically and internationally. We bring that Brand Hub message with us when we go outside the region as well. And so we're talking to companies about, Cincinnati is a great place for all the standard reasons. You've got tax incentives and great, areas to put your business, good talent pool, et cetera. But the other thing that a lot of people don't talk about is, in addition to that, we have all of these marketers and people in this brand space who can really help you build your message, build your brand, build your business in a different way. Speed to revenue, not just speed to market through your innovation.
Wow.
Anybody who's in the ad branding or data collection industry, give us a call and tell us why you chose Cincinnati to work in. The phone number is 513-419-7100. We'd love to hear your story. Several local ad firms over the years have either been bought or they partnered with much larger firms. And now, is this a sign that people outside of Cincinnati are looking and saying, boy, there's a lot of great talent in Cincinnati, a lot of great companies?
Yeah. So in Cincinnati, there's a lot of firms here that are owned by some of the larger holding firms like WPP or Omnicom or IPG. So you have world-class holding firms owning agencies here in town. There's also a great slew of independent agencies. And a lot of those independent smaller agencies have really grown in the brand strategy and marketing space. So with all the work that's being done here for the likes of mainly Procter and Kroger in the CPG world, you have I run across a new company every single day. If you picked up the Business Courier a couple of weeks ago, they had the top 25 market research companies in Cincinnati. And there's some world-class work being done there by companies you've never even heard of. And you run across every day because of the talent that's grown out of a lot of the great CPG and companies that are here in Cincinnati. And it's just kind of fun to run across these smart people every single day. A great consultancy group that is all ex-Procter folks that are helping with strategy across all these huge global brands. And like Nicole mentioned, we're just not talking enough about that. And we really have a unique global brand development business ecosystem here in Cincinnati. And what we're trying to tell people is that you can come to Cincinnati and you can find what you need. If it's digital website development all the way up to world-class branding, packaging, and design, that talent is here and those agencies are here. And there's so many like little boutique ones to the large ones that I mentioned that are owned by some of the holding companies.
And if I can add to that too, I think one of the pieces and why this works so well in this region is Cincinnati's capacity for collaboration. I think, you know, it's very unique here that companies can sit in a room that what you would consider traditional competitors, for instance, the Brand Hub Leadership Council, most of those guys fight for the same work on a regular basis. But we all sit around the table every couple of months and talk openly about how can we make this better, how can we work more collaboratively, and how we can do this, you know, even better together. And I think that's unique to this region.
And there's one reason why, and that's because we want talent here.
Yeah, it helps,
you know,
everybody.
It helps everybody. And you know, there's certain people that have left my agency and gone to other agencies and vice versa, and that's fine. They might want to further their career something else, but at the end of the day, I'd rather them stay in Cincinnati.
So do you think the talent pool that's here encourages other marketing pros from out of town to say, hey, that's a great place to work. I'll go there.
Definitely. That's what we're trying to do. You know, I mean, Silicon Valley has its thing. Austin has its thing. New York has its thing. Cincinnati, you know, its thing is the Brand Hub when it comes to consumer marketing and advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you give us an example, Jim and Nicole, of, I mean, without divulging, of course, any trade secrets, of the synergies and the output of some of this collaboration? Like someone has an idea with a brand, but they need some help. They need to fall back. They need to call upon the resources of brand hubbing. And what was the outcome?
Sure. So I could use my company, for example. We've partnered with Rockfish, for instance, who is another company here in town that does a lot of digital marketing services. We do digital marketing services, but they found that something, a client that they had, they found that Empower might do better work for them at the end of the day. So they called us and said, would you like to partner on this brand? And so we did, and we developed some strategies for them. We came in and did some work for one of their clients. And we've done the same for some other agencies here in town. There's a lot of creative work done that's that an agency might come up with the strategy or concept, but the production resources are other companies here in town that they then bring that to. And sometimes they're in the forefront and sometimes they're not. But it's much better to have that ecosystem and relationships here and keep it in, you know, the family, so to say, than to take it to the New Yorks or the Chicagos and those kind of places. Because it is an interesting relationship, like Nicole mentioned, when you have these groups of companies that are on one council together who essentially we compete a little bit. But at the end of the day, marketing today is being bought in very specialized instances, and you can't be everything to everyone. And so we realize where we play, and then we understand where, hey, we can help you with that, but there might be someone better to help you with that specific facet of marketing too. And so that makes everybody – that puts their guards down a little bit, you know, and it makes us want to work together.
Yeah, I think on top of that, if I can just add one more thing, we've also started an effort using the marketing expertise of the council as well as several other marketers throughout the region called Office Hours, for lack of any really – better name for it, where we've identified companies through our economic development work who have said, hey, we have a marketing challenge, whether we're coming to Cincinnati or we're already here, we need some help. And so we've given them opportunity to meet with these companies at no charge to the company itself, present a marketing challenge, allow these, you know, our agencies and other brands to brainstorm with them. And hopefully the outcome at the end of the day is that that company with the marketing challenge hears something they like and they can either partner with one of the existing brands here in the region or partner with an agency to get some work done. So we've hosted about six of these, and out of those six, four companies have actually chosen to work with other companies in the room. So we're actually creating even additional collaboration space and helping people understand what's available to them in their own backyard.
What role has the city of Cincinnati played in this? Have they been proactive in trying to attract and keep marketing companies in Cincinnati?
Absolutely. I think from an economic development standpoint, we work with a lot of organizations who that's their mission. We certainly don't want companies leaving the region in any way, shape, or form. And so our department of the chamber, the partnership, as well as several government agencies and others, work very hard to keep companies in the region as well as attract them to the region. Brand Hub just happens to be one of the ways we talk about Cincinnati as an attractive piece and a reason to come here. The city's behind that.
And are we talking just Cincinnati, or are we talking the region as a whole?
The region as a whole.
Region,
sure.
As a whole. Does being here also help as far as a value versus, say, an ad agency or a branding firm that's based in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago? Is lower cost of living and kind of a less expensive place to do business, is that an attraction?
Well, you teed that up for me, yeah, because our overhead costs here are obviously a lot less expensive than some of the larger cities. We think we provide an economical solution because at the end of the day, we're talking about time and resources and not widgets, you know, we're selling here. So for the most part, we can do it more economically than a lot of the firms can outside of Cincinnati because of the tremendous environment we live in from a cost of living standpoint and access to, I think, if you walk around, the creative class really likes this place once they get to know and love it, frankly.
Yeah. You know, when you think about not only the brands here and the Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered here, but Cincinnati also has a huge educational infrastructure. Is there any collaboration between the brand hub itself and the companies involved in the brand hubbing and the marketing departments or the communication arts people at UC and Xavier and Mounts and at all the other colleges?
Absolutely. You know, again, from an economic development standpoint, that is fully inclusive. We work with the universities for basically building talent pipeline. You know, we're having our councils meet and talk about what the needs are and working with universities to push that information back to them to say, here's what we see as future needs. Here's pipeline work. Lots of organizations do some of that as well, and we work with many of them. Brand Hub specifically is just starting that process to meet with those marketing departments within universities. I have a meeting next week, as a matter of fact, with Miami. So we're talking about how can we better get integrated, because in addition to selling their university, it's no different than a business who's trying to sell to talent or trying to sell themselves in product. Sometimes you have to sell the region. And so we're working with them to say, what is that message about the region? What is special about Cincinnati? And how do you bring those college students, talent, businesses? It all really resonates from some of the same messaging.
And we have an event coming up next week, right? It's D2 Cincinnati. Is that the correct name? Do I have that right?
Yes, yeah, D-squared.
D-squared Cincinnati. D-squared Cincinnati, okay. What is that about? Explain that.
That is an event being put on by Dunnhumby and AAF. It was a reinvention of a digital conference that had taken place for several years here in Cincinnati. And our role as Brand Hub and also the partnership is we're hosting a talent panel on Thursday from 9 to 10 at the casino. But Brand Hub also is playing a role just simply because that's our space. This is one of the growing areas within marketing as a whole, digital consumer insights, data analytics. And so it's one of the things we can hang our hat on to say, again, you might not have known it, but we have a ton to say in this space, and this conference proves it. And if you look at the lineup of speakers, I think people will be very impressed with what Cincinnati has to offer in that arena.
Well, very good. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, both of you.
Sure. Thank you.
Nicole Ball is the director of the Cincinnati Brand Hub, and Jim Price is the CEO of Empower Group. After the break, growing and supporting Cincinnati's minority-owned businesses. And in about 15 minutes, Ann Thompson tells us about a device for doctor's offices that can diagnose you instantly. You can join in by calling 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.